This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that American that we're talking about? And if you're an exceptional American, absolutely, and you're listening to this radio show, you bet. We can stop the totalitarian. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. I'm going to be getting to some of your emails here probably this hour. If we can get everything to come up properly and we can look at those emails and say, oh, yeah. But thank you. I did get a substantial number of emails again, second Sunday in a row for whatever reason. It's a kumbaya thing. It's okay. And I know that several of you, a bunch of you, like to email during the show. And I'm trying to be as responsive. Sometimes when your stuff comes up, I'll say something about it. But paul@a21r.com, that's the email address. And I'll be more than happy to discuss your items that you raise. Big things happening. Big things. Supreme Court. Forget about the travel ban. Looks like Justice Kennedy is kind of holding court today, which might be his last, because he's talking about retirement. There's great speculation from reliable sources. Now, listen, I know some people in Washington, and I got to stretch for a second. I got to do it. And when it comes to reliability of Washington sources, I have found them not to be very reliable, but I'm going along with the lemmings on this story because everybody's saying it now. Everybody's out. So we're out there. We're saying it. It might not happen. You know, Kennedy might go for another year. And if it doesn't happen today, then unlikely he's going to make an announcement later that he will in the near future. He might stay another year or two or three. Who knows? Who knows? But if he does go, and if it's confirmed that he does go from our Washington insiders, then it's going to be a big day. This is, a big day in American history. This is when we made another big step towards pivoting away from that progressive communist. These are communists, guys. This is communism. In California, boy, are we living the communist dream. Are we living the communist dream? Now, doesn't mean that's going to slow down the globalist. You know, we have enemies inside the country and outside the country. As we know, they're inside and outside. This is everybody who listens to conservative talk radio and listens to our alternative type of media knows that the culprits are inside and they're outside. Enemies at the gate. Trojan horse thing going on. And we've spelled it out for you repeatedly. Repeatedly over time. They're here and they are inside. These are the ones that we have to suss out. These are the ones we have to drain the swamp to get to. And boy, when they're high and dry, are they stuck. And that's what's happening right now with Donald Trump inside Washington, but it's got to be inside our country too. The enemies of the state need to be addressed because they've had too long to play in the sandbox and we ain't liking it. So that'll be one of the things that starts to happen. You'll start to see things like, as we've said in the investigations with the election fraud stuff that's happening, so much of that. This is just a huge target-rich environment. And boy, is it not going to settle well with the Democrats. Again, they've got bad settlement problems with the Democrats these days. They're losing their mouthpieces in the news. This is another, you know, this fake news. We covered it last hour. The takeaway from this is that you've got the left who's losing elections all over and has been. Of course, you got the losing leader on the left, Nancy Pelosi. We're done with her. I'm not going to get back into it. But you know where we're coming from. She's badly in need of, they're badly in need of somebody better there, obviously. They're not going to get it. They're going to stick with the money, honey, because, you know, you got to have money to make up the lies. But the bigger problem for the Dems is that they're losing their media. And I brought this up. I didn't get a chance to spell it out in the last hour, but I brought this up as a conversation about fake news coming out of CNN. And now you have editors, you have people that are on-air talent demanding that the stories that they're fed are truthful. They want more. See, now that tells me CNN's trying. They've got some shareholders, and they're pretty ticked at CNN, I suspect. So they are trying to put the best face on it, CNN. We're going to go straight and clean now, and we're going to be honest about our stories. Really? Not going to lie anymore. Well, and again, if they're not going to lie anymore, that's not good for the Dems. The Dems are not, they're not going to go along with the Dem lie. Does that make sense? They're just not going to do it. So the Dems are losing, the communists are losing their mouthpieces. They're losing them. So how are they going to get that message out? Tweets? Listen, as I said in the first hour, Donald, continue to tweet your little heart out. Tweet more and tweet as often as you want to. And tweet a lot. Tweet more. That's, of course, you're, 140 characters or something like that you're limited to. But he's been devastating with that. Because it's truthful. Everything he's put out there, everything to a fault has been correct. Everything. So, and he's on it. He gets up at 3 a.m. like I do in the morning. I don't start tweeting things. I should do that. Nah, I don't want to do that. I should just tweet my little heart out. Maybe I will. Got a lot of things going on. Might as well just join the fray, as I say. Okay, so the fake news is now starting to really become consequential to the Democrats. Nobody's believing it. And we saw that in the Georgia Tuesday election last week. Nobody's believing their narratives. Anyway, now on the heels of that, an article popped up. This is from my friends through emails. This is an AP article. And again, well, I get emails and people send me all kinds of stories as citizen journalists. So this is a tribute to our citizen journalist. Trump eager for big meeting with Putin. Some advisors wary. Huh. It says Washington. President Donald Trump is eager to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin with full diplomatic bells and whistles when the two are in Germany. I wonder what that's all about. Don't you, ladies and gentlemen? I wonder. I really, truly wonder what that is all about. Vlad wants to meet Don. Now, you know, listen, last week we interviewed Scott Bennett, who's got very strong feelings about Putin and why he's being pummeled around the head and shoulders by the vast military-industrial complex. Which, by the way, is kind of an interesting little speech that was given by who? Eisenhower. January 17th, 1961. So who was sworn in, I think, on the 20th of January of that year? John Kennedy. The first Catholic president, John Kennedy. It's interesting because John Kennedy swore an oath of office on January 20th. And some say that by his swearing the oath of office, he had the allegiance first and foremost to the Constitution and to the Pope second, which he held until his dying day in Dallas. Think about it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase help you thrive, not just Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you bet. And if you owe more, may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
03.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Aye. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Well, you know, Johnny Depp. And look for this kind of stuff that I'm going to play right now. Look for this kind of stuff to start going away. And I mean really away relative to the media and celebrities. This business about killing Trump, assassinating Trump, all the violence that these people are espousing. I want you to, Johnny Depp, I'm not a fan anyway, you know, but for whatever reason, these people that are, have you ever known real actors, professionals? As a group, there's really a lot of them, for most of them, there's no there, period. There's hello, no one's home. Well, the lights are on, no one's home. And they want to make themselves known and have visibility, so they're going to do wild and crazy things to draw attention to them and keep, you know, because that kind of keeps the publicity hounds coming at them. That's kind of what they want. And now, so Depp, in my opinion, has got a terrible, horrible, horrible reputation in many different ways. But he needs some attention, so he's called it for himself.
Time an actor assassinated a president. I want to clarify, I'm not an actor. I lie for a living. However, it's been a while. And maybe it's time.
Oh, he's drunk. Anyway, that moment sums up Depp's declining career. In a desperate attempt to be edgy, he figured he could win over the British audience with a joke about killing Trump. When all else fails, go there. It reveals the truth about Depp. He was never a trailblazer, but an imitator. It's why he still impersonates Keith Richards wherever he goes. Remember how Rachel Dolezal decided she was black? Depp's doing the same thing. He's culturally appropriating Keith Richards. But now Depp is 54, a member of AARP. It's time to stop dressing like your mother's hat rack. Now, he's since apologizing, saying he intended no malice, and he probably didn't. What he intended to do was maintain his relevance, clinging to a coolness that's dwindling. And the easiest way is to say stuff that Hollywood thinks is dangerous when it's really not. No, the real dangerous comment is saying that you like Trump. But the bloated parrot that is Depp reveals that all celebrities do is copy other celebrities. Act like Keith Richards. Talk like Kathy Griffin. Drink like Oliver Reed. Who is Johnny Depp? I don't even think he knows. So it's not the joke that's the real outrage. It's the banality of it. So how desperate must you be to say you want to kill the president just for applause?
That's my point. And let it be known, I'm becoming a better fan of Gutfeld. He's, it seems that, he's matured, I guess, in my opinion. And he used to kind of really do some wacko crazy stuff, and I really didn't approve of it. And again, maybe it was attention seeking. He seems to be more focused now that Trump is president, actually, which is a good thing. I applaud that. He is more focused in his delivery and more poignant about his comments. So, I appreciate that. I might not like the comment, but I appreciate the fact he is doing just that. So this whole thing, we got Madonna, she's going to blow up the White House. We got Johnny Depp assassination, if you know it. It's been a while. That's the Kennedy reference. That's why earlier in the hour I made the comment about Kennedy. You know, so, but as we get this mindset going, this evil, if you will, this evil that's out there, as we get this evil starting to settle in, you know, it's going to become even worse if we allow it to settle in. What we have to do is root it out. We have to root out this evil, and we need to root it out. It's anytime it comes up, we need to trample it out. And I'm telling you, there is only one way to do it, and that is to get on a blog, call into your talk show host, do whatever you can, demand from the press that what they do is that they give you more information and condemn these people. Condemn them. How are the churches doing lately? How are your pastors doing lately? How are they condemning these kind of people? How are these people being condemned from the pulpit? That's really the big deal. That is really the big deal as far as I'm concerned. If, in fact, the pulpit is doing its job. And I'm making this call to all pastors out there. Because it's got to come from, some of this has got to come from you. Now, I know that churches do this. Pastors do this. And they need to be applauded when they do it, not condemned. They are the moral compass of this country, the pastors. Without the pastors, we're rudderless. And that's why I know we've had a lot of problems and you know, going in the past from restrictions, freedom of speech issue, Johnson Amendment. The whole IRS scandal has kind of kept you muzzled. Now is not the time to be muzzled. Now is not the time to be muzzled. You know, we're winning. And we're going to get so tired of winning, right? Well, we have to continue to win. And we are starting to see a real major shakeout going on at the governmental level. Trump is settling in. We have to pick up the ball. We cannot be lazy about these things. Because this is where the evil will creep back in. Johnny Depp needs to be called out. He needs to be condemned. It's unacceptable. The comments that he makes, the jokes that he makes, it's rude, and the left needs to stop it. Because more people will die. More people will die. And we don't need that. Now, I want to go back to this awesome statistic. It's an evil, awesome statistic. And we will pound this on the table all the time. And it's our job here at Agenda 21 Radio to do that. We kept Benghazi highlighted just about everything we did for a couple of years. Finally, we're getting the truth. Same with this. This is an evil, awesome truth. Awesome in a bad way. Just the magnitude. But we have been saying this, that's unacceptable, that in 8 years, President Barack Hussein Obama, the first Muslim president, that there were over 114 mass murders, three or more people being killed per event, under his presidency. That's an outrageous number. And we need to have that investigated someplace, sometime, and it will. More truth is going to come out about the mass murder situation. Now, you see, you got to juxtaposition that with Ronald Reagan. In his 8 years as president, there were 7 mass murders. 7. Bill Clinton had 23 in 8 years. Then the Bushes, 15 each. Reagan, 7. We're calling it out and saying it's wrong, it's evil, we condemn it. That's your job too. When people like Johnny Depp or Madonna step up to roundly condemn what they're saying, any way, shape, or form. I mean, you might not buy things. Of course, this is why they're out there. They're hurting themselves because their career is going away. They're aging up. Johnny Depp, 54. Oh, my gosh. And again, he's an actor who has nothing. But what happens is the media plays on that. Turn off the media. How about that? CNN, are you listening? See, CNN's feeling the burn, if you will. Oh, but it's funny I talk about the burn, because coming up next, we're going to talk about Bernie Sanders' legal problems. And there are many. And for his wife, for sure. Big problems. FBI-type problems. Hey, it just never stops. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated motor.
Militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Bernie Sanders, or actually his wife, under investigation, if you will. And this is kind of weird. It is definitely weird as far as I'm concerned. Under investigation for a 2018 bank loan. I'm sorry, 2010. Where did I get the 18? I don't know. Pay attention. The year, don't let the year fly by. Man, it's over half year. It's already over by a half year. I mean, 6 months. 2018. How's it feel? It says here, Bernie Sanders responds to ongoing FBI probe into wife's 2010 bank loan. Oops. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want the FBI probing around. Unless you're down in Sacramento where the, as I affectionately refer to the FBI agents as, they're probative. A proctologist. See, when I refer to proctologist, I'm talking about the FBI showing up in your office. Bernie Sanders responds to ongoing FBI fraud. Okay. It's just a difficult day for Bernie Sanders in the hood, if you know what I mean. It says, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, who has retained counsel as the FBI investigates whether his wife, Jane, committed fraud to acquire a loan for a now-shuttered Vermont college, predicted Saturday night that the probe would be a political fizzle. Fizzle! Well, he's obviously a specialist in fizzle. Now, listen, I got to tell you, I kind of like the burn. I hate to see this happen. But, you know, he's a socialist after all. Now, listen, he's the only socialist I know of who's been honest about his socialism. So we got to give him something there. everybody on the right has to by command of me. Come on. Right. That's just what we want, is everybody being autonomous thinkers all the way through on agenda. Hello. This was a story that, just amazingly enough, this is his quote, came out in the middle of my presidential campaign initiated by Donald Trump's campaign manager in Vermont. Sanders said in an interview between rallies in Pennsylvania and Ohio who organized to defeat the Senate Republicans' health care bill. That's about it. I don't think it will be a distraction. Last week, longtime Senator Sanders reporter Harry Jaffe reported that Bernie and Jane Sanders had retained attorneys Rich Cassidy and Larry Robbins. Oh, my God. Rich Cassidy and Larry Robbins? Who are they? This is in part from the Washington Post. This is an amalgam of stories. It says, in a long-running investigation into the collapse of Burlington College, which Jane Sanders led from 2004 to 2011. The investigation began in January 2016 when attorneys and Vermont GOP Vice Chair Brady Tunzing urged the FBI to probe whether Jane Sanders had committed bank fraud to acquire a new campus for her college. But Jaffe's reporting sparked new interest in the story. Oh, man, he's supposed, this Jaffe's supposed to be his friend. On Saturday night, anyone in the audience of Sanders' Pittsburgh speech who checked Twitter saw that the largest trending moment was about the Burlington College probe. In July 2014, Tunzing requested documents from the Vermont Educational and Health Building Finance Agency about the college's purchase of land from a Catholic diocese. Jane Sanders, who claimed $2.6 million in pledges, helping the college secure a loan to pay for the land, the college had received less than $1 million in donations, with other pledges including a yet-to-be-paid $1 million bequest being counted to reach the total. The story attracted little attention during the 2016 primaries, with voters in exit polls typically saying they found Sanders to be more trustworthy than a scandal plagued Hillary Clinton. Well, I would really rather pull all, I mean, if I had my druthers, I'd pull all resources off of Bernie Sanders, just go right for Hillary Clinton. That would be my, I mean, I like Bernie, but, you know, $2 million on a bank loan is supposed to be federally backed and so on. That is a stretch. That is a big time stretch. Said here, the story attracted little attention. Bernie Sanders is not under FBI investigation. I mean that. This story says it, and I'm trying to reinforce it. He is not under investigation. His wife is. And this is what Bernie says. The attack is a belated severed cold revenge. The attack is a belated served cold revenge for the probe of Clinton's use of a private email server that dragged on through a presidential campaign. Sanders surrogates and delegates warn that the Democrats should not have a nominee. See, this is kind of interesting how this whole probe is going on, because it may have emanated with the Clinton people against Bernie, because this was all coming out just before the California primary. Now, don't you love it when looking back now, 2020 hindsight, we can look at that California primary that we know there was so much election rigging going on. And after the California primary, right after, I believe, that was June. Yeah, Seth Rich died. Oops, Seth Rich. Here we go again. Remember, he was the data guy for the DNC. And it was Seth Rich who was assassinated in Washington, D.C. Clear assassination going on there. And what he was ended up doing was giving WikiLeaks information on the corruption going on in the Clinton campaign. That's why they took him out. Now, everybody says, well, it was a robbery. The circumstantial evidence does not point to a robbery. Hello. Botched robbery? No, not even botched robbery. It's not like the plastic surgeons that are on botched. This was a clear assassination of Mr. Rich. Now, gosh, isn't it interesting? I bet Rich had information on what they were trying to do to Bernie Sanders. You think? They're trying to take out Bernie. I mean, Bernie Sanders is the biggest problem going into June 7th primary in California and the rest of the nation. They had to take out Bernie. The stories came up. It wasn't Trump who did this. They're saying Trump, Bernie, come on, man. Why would Trump want to take you out? So he could get at Hillary? I mean, that just doesn't make sense. Everybody said, well, Bernie would have been a stronger candidate than Hillary. Probably. I don't think he would have defeated Trump. Not even remotely do I think he would have defeated Trump. I think that this investigation is going to be tied right back to the DNC, and we're going to see, I don't know about Bernie. I don't know about his wife and whether she did something fraudulently I don't know what the calculus is. Can you use a bequest coming in as cash flow to collateralize your loan and guarantee it? I don't know. I don't know these things. You know, maybe you can, maybe you can't. Maybe they wanted a different answer. It may be just smoke and mirrors. But I'm pretty certain the smoke and mirrors really came from Hillary Clinton and her group. I'm pretty positive about that. Anyway, I shouldn't say I'm pretty positive. It would be bad science now, wouldn't it? That would just be not good science at all if you think about it. Anyway, we're going to be back. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our or the shooting store. Huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's New Mana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. As promised in the first hour, there's more information as the investigation into the USS Fitzgerald heats up. And we have agreed here on Agenda 21 Radio to work with some other people to pull out some information from some of the sources that we have about this thing, this incident that, you know, we said it's masking. We're sticking by our stuff. That it masked, something masked the ship. Something disabled the Fitzgerald. Disablement's not part of the narrative right now. So, and again, we got on this early and said the Navy's going to have to come up with a narrative. And they were coming up with a narrative that wasn't fitting the facts. Well, okay, really? Just wasn't fitting the facts. So, in this Reuters article, by the way, I like Reuters. They're very believable, so they're very reputable. So they have got this story out now. U.S. warship stayed on deadly collision course despite warning by container captain. But I'm just telling you now, the thought process is going on here. What explains the container ship's big U-turn in the middle of the ocean to come and take a heading right directly at the Fitzgerald? Well, I haven't read the article. I've scanned it. So let's experience this one together. It says, Tokyo, a U.S. warship struck by a container vessel in Japanese waters failed to respond to warning signals or take evasive action before a collision that killed seven of its crews, according to a report of the incident by the Philippine cargo ship's captain. Huh. Now, I've had conversations with people, and they're always saying the captain will go down with this. It's his fault. Since multiple U.S. and Japanese investigations are underway into how the guided missile destroyer, the USS Fitzgerald, and the much larger ACX Crystal container ship collided in clear weather south of Tokyo Bay in the early hours of June 17th. In the first detailed account of one of the most directly involved, the cargo ship's captain said the ACX Crystal had signaled with flashing lights after the Fitzgerald suddenly steamed, quote, suddenly, steamed onto a course to cross its path. The container ship steered hard to starboard or to the right to avoid the ship, but hit the Fitzgerald 10 minutes later at 1:30, according to a copy of Captain Ronald Arvinkula's report to Japanese ship owner Denachi Investment Corporation that was seen by Reuters. Now, that investment corporation is owned by Ryoshi Sasakawa Foundation. See, the plot thickens. The U.S. Navy declined to comment, and Reuters was not able to independently verify the account. The collision tore a gash below the Fitzgerald's waterline, killing seven sailors in what was the greatest loss of life on a U.S. Navy vessel since the USS Cole was bombed in Yemen's harbor in 2000. Those who died were in their berthing compartments while the Fitzgerald's commander was injured in his cabin, suggesting that no alarm warnings of an imminent collision was sounded. A spokesman for the U.S. Navy 7th Fleet stated that Fitzgerald's home port, which is the Fitzgerald's home port, said he was unable to comment. The incident has spurred six investigations, including two international hearings by the U.S. Navy and a probe by the United States Coast Guard on behalf of the National Transportation Safety Board, the Japanese Transport Safety Board, and JCG, and the Philippines government are also conducting separate investigations. Boy, I bet they are. It says spokesman from the Japanese Coast Guard, the JCG, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the ship owner, Dainichi Investment, also declined to comment. Reuters was not able to contact the captain, who was no longer in Japan. It says the investigations will examine witness testimony and electronic data to determine how a naval destroyer filled with sophisticated radar could be struck by a vessel more than three times its size. Yeah. Says another focus of the probe has been through the length of time it took the ACX Crystal to report the collision. The Japanese Coast Guard says it was first notified at 2:25, nearly an hour after the accident. Okay, so the story of the captain still does not match up to any of the stuff we've been talking about here about this case. And, you know, the documents we have are all these maps that come from all the satellites up there that are recording things in real time. And it's not just one. You've got dozens of these maps that have now been produced that have shown the course of the two ships. And so when you take a look at the container ship, which is owned by Ryuichi Sasakawa, remember him, good friend of the Brown family, as in Jerry Brown family, the ship is like cruising at one point in a westerly direction and then suddenly turns southwest and basically chinks up a little bit to the northwest and then goes west and then circles around and goes east. Why do you make a U-turn? Why do you make that U-turn if you're the sea container ship? What? I mean, seriously, this... So, some things... And now listen, I didn't make the course up. This is... I'm just reporting the fact. I'm the messenger here. I'm just reporting the facts. There was a U-turn in the middle of the ocean, and it took a heading right directly at the ship. And my sources say the ship was dead in the water. That first time they took that southwesterly direction, little chink, before they made the U-turn, well, that may have been the first hour at 1:30 in which there really was an attack, a radar attack, an electronic attack, a cloaking attack, turning everything off on the ship. That's what we're being told. Now, if I'm the Navy, I don't want that information out, but we already have it. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to Numana.com. newmana.com/agenda. That's newmana, newmanna.com/agenda. newmana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Manna Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Well, a revised article actually coming from AP. They brought this article out about a half an hour ago. It didn't make a lot of sense. It apparently is now making a little bit more sense. As a court partially reinstates Trump travel ban and has fall arguments that are set. Okay, now that makes a little bit more sense. Anyway, we're running out of time here. It says, but the Supreme Court is letting a limited version of the Trump administration ban on travel from six mostly Muslim countries to take effect. A victory for the president, Donald Trump, in the biggest legal controversy of his young presidency. The court said Monday the ban on visitors from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen could be enforced as long as they lack a credible claim of a bona fide relationship with the person. The justices will hear arguments in the case. Slam dunk. Thank you very much. Donald wins again. That's really what I'm just telling. Donald wins again. He's going to win the court case. Fake news. It's a good day. I mean, look at we have brought. Look at information we brought you today. The fake news story about CNN. They're cleaning up their act. They're running away from that Russia investigation. And Kennedy, Justice Kennedy, may in fact retire. And we might find out today. And the good news is Trump wins in court. Oh, I wonder how they feel on the left right now. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news and a21r.com. Both of those addresses will get you there. New Manna, newmanna.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. And ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Manna Foods. New Manna Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Manna has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Manna Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Manna to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Manna Foods by going to newmanna.com/agenda. That's newmanna, newmanna.com/agenda. newmanna.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Manna Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely... The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.